This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers that are out there on the highways and byways. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and on Gab the same way. Parler, we're on there as at The Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the great website UndergroundUSA.com, check it out for all the things he's got there, including a great podcast. Here is Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge?
You bet.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, two things happened last night while most of the country was sleeping. They may not even know about it just yet. Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. We had a disturbance breakout, a civil disobedience, if you will. I'm going to be politically correct for a reason. About 500 protesters clashed with police after a suspect was shot and killed, one that was wanted on a felony warrant, we might add, by police. One officer was actually hurt in the process. The young man tried to get in the car and run away. And he didn't. He tried to drive off. They shot at the vehicle, and, of course, he was killed, crashed into some other vehicles. Girlfriend was in the car. As far as I know, she was not hurt. But the black folks right away, Black Lives Matter was the group attributed to all this, got out there and started to raise hell.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do what Fox News and what CNN and what all the rest of the media does by doing the disservice of not being descriptive about the person who was shot and killed who ran from the police. It was a young black man who was wanted on a felony warrant, who was a felon, who fled police who were trying to exercise that warrant after a traffic stop.
Mm-hmm.
So it really doesn't matter what color your skin is when you run from the police, when you have a felony warrant being exercised on you, you're going to get shot at because that's one of the times that you can use force, especially if when you're talking about a felony warrant.
Yep.
You know, and when you're running from the police, they have a right to pursue, and then they have a right to use force to bring you in as best they can when the warrant is active. Now, if it would have been a white person, if it would have been an Asian person, if it would have been an indigenous American person, I doubt you would have seen anybody taking to the streets in protest the way that it did because Black Lives Matter took to the streets after a black person was shot when they were running away from law enforcement trying to enforce a felony warrant. So what's the rule here? Don't run from the police when you have a felony warrant out against you. When they tell you to stop and they draw on you, you don't jump back in your car and try to flee. It doesn't matter what color you are. You don't do it. Otherwise, this can happen.
Yeah.
You know, we're starting to give people, just because of the color of their skin, a pass to just thumb their nose at law enforcement. Mm-hmm. That's not going to fly.
Nope.
It's just not. And it's time, and I've wrote about this, and I've said it on the podcast over Underground. You know, there's not two sets of rules.
No. Nope.
There's one set of rules. And just because you want to play arrogant doesn't mean you get to do whatever the hell you please. If you break the law, there are going to be consequences. So how about this? Don't break the law.
Yep. Now, I got another one for you. Portland, Oregon, the ICE building, which is a federal building, and this was attributed to another Antifa protest, if you will, to get ICE out of town and all that. Mm-hmm. They barricaded the doors with people in it, set fire to the building on the outside, and also tried to get the fire started on the inside. It got to the point to where, and by the way, folks, when you set an arson fire and there's danger to individuals or a police officer, an EMS person, or a firefighter gets hurt, it then becomes a felony charge. It's no longer a misdemeanor. It's a felony. And they had to call the FBI strike team that was standing by, close by. Apparently, they were on the call. And they got in there and literally, to use a better description of words, shot their way in to get the people out of the way. And I don't mean with guns. I mean with rubber bullets and projectiles and pepper ball spray and all that sort of stuff to get the doors open, get the people out and the fire out.
You know, when you were talking about the felony charge, when you're talking about barricading doors and using fire as a weapon, that becomes an attempted murder charge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they would have been justified in using live ammunition to go in there and rescue those people.
Yep.
But we were talking about this right before we came on the air.
Yep.
You know, you let this genie out of the bottle for politically opportune purposes, and that's exactly what they did. And with all the Antifa action that they did not push back on, and now it's going to take a lot to get that genie back in the bottle.
You bet. Hold that thought. Folks, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com is a website. Go over there, check it out. And he's got a great little podcast over there, too. Take advantage of all that. And we will be right back right after Kathy takes us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And you know, one of the reasons why we are one of the fastest growing radio shows at night, overnight hours, is because of my good friend Frank Silvato, who's on the radio with us a couple times a week. He could be on more if he wanted to. But I got to tell you right now that this part of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan, because hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Northeast, the Midwest, Canada, and oh, by the way, I'll never forget, and I'll always mention, the father that drove his daughter's car all the way from Phoenix, Arizona to Newport Richey to buy a new car and then take it down to where she was going to school at the University of Tampa and surprise her with a brand new car. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you could dream of. Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale value right now, too. So you can take your vehicle there, by the way, and if you want to sell your vehicle, ask them to appraise it. You might be surprised at the money you'll get, and then you can upgrade your ride right then and there. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get great care taken of them. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Check out the Rogue when you go there, the hottest SUV in the market. You're going to love it. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan, and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. You get the white gloves treatment. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Yes, sir. One of the reasons we're growing is because of you being on the program for all these years.
Well, you got a good team, and you got a great message. And when you have a good team and a great message, good things happen, especially when people are hungry for the truth,
yeah.
which is becoming a commodity these days on a lot of media outlets.
It's all about America here on this program, all about America. Now, listen, I want to get into this Biden deal where he's announced a commission to study the possible reforms to the Supreme Court, including whether or not to expand the number of judges. There are some Democrats, including Harry Reid, that says, be careful.
Yeah, he even came out, Justice Breyer even came out and said it was a really bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that you should think long and hard about doing this. Now, granted, it's just a commission. You know, they could come back with all kinds of suggestions that are both what he wants and then again what he doesn't want. Doesn't mean he has to take them, and maybe nothing will happen. Maybe this commission is just to keep a campaign promise because he was shooting his mouth off about it on the campaign trail,
mm-hmm.
trying to save a rattle for Amy Coney Barrett. But, you know, the prospect of a one-party system, which is exactly what we have now in Washington, D.C., you know, one-party rule, the prospect of them trying to do something like this should concern everybody, and that means we, the people, have to exert pressure on our elected representatives, especially if your elected representative is a Democrat, saying, don't do it.
Yeah, that's exactly true. And, again, we'll see what's happened. It's unbelievable, and I'll tell you what, something else that's unbelievable is this DOJ pick that Biden picked to be in charge of the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division. Tell me about her, because the story behind her is just unfathomable.
Well, I believe her name is Clark. She was somebody who used to organize anti-police protests to the point where they were lobbying the groups that she put together, these symposiums and these meetings that she was putting together were stoking discontent with cop killers being imprisoned. She and her people were actively lobbying for cop killers to be released from prison,
mm-hmm.
including this Mumia guy. There's four of them that they were actually lobbying for that had killed police officers, state troopers. You know, and this is the person that you want to put in charge of your civil rights division? You know, civil rights, it's not just about black people. You know, I'm at my wit's end when all special interest the judicial action has to be about black people. All social action has to be about black people. Some of my best friends are black people. They don't want special treatment. They want to be treated. They want equal opportunity, and they want everybody to be colorblind. Mm-hmm. Our government has stopped being colorblind, and they've turned into activists who use the race bait card,
yep.
to keep us divided. So, you know, this woman, there's no way she should be. She makes Eric Holder look fair.
Yeah. Now, something else that's going on here was in Iowa, Black Lives Matter protesters swarmed the Iowa Capitol to protest legislation that would exact punishment for violent and criminal behavior committed during protests. Well, of course.
Yeah, there were like four elements to these laws that they wanted to pass in Iowa. One of them was where people block the interstate and block traffic and won't let cars through, and they wanted to indemnify drivers who may accidentally brush up against or nudge protesters because they were feigning, and they wanted the drivers arrested and then prosecuted and incarcerated for attempted murder. They wanted to indemnify themselves from violence. So it would be okay for the protesters to go, oh, I don't know, burn down Minneapolis, you know, burn down Des Moines if they decided to go and protest in downtown Des Moines, burn it to the ground, but there should be no repercussions. That's what they were protesting against, were mm-hmm. laws that said you get in trouble if you commit arson, mm-hmm. laws that say you get in trouble if you commit violence against other people on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the audacity of people saying we shouldn't be held accountable for our criminal actions.
Right. All right, well,
That's the ultimate entitlement. I mean, my lord.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, get ready, Frank. Here it comes. and this is a you won't believe it until I tell you segment with Frank Salvato. Pennsylvania, Frank, finally agreed to remove the names of dead citizens from voter rolls. Holy smokes, they had to be sued to do it.
Imagine that. Yeah, 21,000 people who had been dead in 5, 10, and in some cases 20 years.
And voting.
Who were all eligible to vote in the last election and very well could have had ballots cast in their name. Mm-hmm. They finally decided they would purge those 21,000 names for the voter rolls. The one thing that we don't know is whether or not the settlement that they came to with the litigant, whether it makes them maintain the voter rolls going into the future.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and I know there was pushback on that. Now, you ask me why there would be pushback on making sure dead people aren't on the voter rolls.
Gosh, so they can cheat?
Yep, that's the only reason.
Yeah. Now, the Border Patrol has apprehended 172,000 illegal immigrants just in the month of March. They're coming across the border, Frank, at the rate of 100 per hour.
Yeah, now they want to not. Now the Biden administration wants to spend your tax dollars down in Latin America to try to get them to stay there instead of just closing the border.
Hand them cash.
You know, I mean, this is a spendthrift administration. They don't know how to stop spending, and they don't spend wisely. They spend very carelessly. If you're funneling money down to Latin America to get people not to come, what's the first thing you do to get more money from the United States? You let them keep coming.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you say, well, if we just had a little bit more, we could probably make that finally work.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people are telling me, they're saying, how come Joe Biden's got this big push on gun control right now? What's he doing that for? Well, it's pretty simple from where I'm sitting. He's distracted the media from the new alarming numbers that I just told you about on the border, the historic migrant crisis on the southern border. So they're trying to distract you from what's really going on.
Yeah, and they're also trying to distract from HR and SR1,
yep.
Which would literally federalize federal elections instead of going by the Constitution, which says that all of those decisions should be made by the state's legislatures. So, and they're really pushing for that because that would almost guarantee them they would never lose another federal election again. We've talked about this before. Everybody listening has to raise Cain about that and say it can't pass.
You betcha. All right. Well, Frank, we'll talk to you on Friday. Can't wait. It's been another great Monday morning. You take care.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things he has to offer. Okay, I'm going to get up on my soapbox when we come back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Protests erupted against police when an officer fatally shot a man after stopping his vehicle for a traffic violation on Sunday. The shooting took place in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. The police stop turned into an arrest when warrants were discovered on 20-year-old Dante Wright. A struggle ensued and Dante was shot and killed. Police say both officers' body cameras were recording during the incident. Governor Greg Abbott, the Republican from Texas, said Sunday that Republicans are not alone anymore when it comes to pushing back against the Biden administration's handling of the southern border. Last week, Abbott called the federal government to shut down the Freeman Coliseum in San Antonio, Texas, after multiple allegations surfaced of sexual abuse. Representative Henry Cuellar, the Democrat from Texas, also slammed the Biden administration We have a new Masters Golf Champion. Japan's Hideki Matsuyama landed the green jacket with a 10 under par and takes home $2,070,000 for the win. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, there she is, the New Jersey cowgirl that made it down here to Georgia, Carrollton, Georgia, way with her husband, Don. They've got the Double D Ranch right there, Carrollton, Georgia, and just up the road a tad bit from our buddies at the big old Fort Benning, Georgia military reservation down there. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Mixon's Fruit Farm, where they're going to have Tuesday, tomorrow night, 6 p.m., the Tea Party Manatee's 12th anniversary. Now, this is going to be some shindig, let me tell you. First of all, free food. Tea Party Manatee's famous potluck food. You're going to love it. Never, never will let you down. Now, I'm going to be the master of ceremonies starting at 6 p.m. So you want to be there about 5:30 at the very latest. 5 o'clock is better than 5:30. Now, the pavilion is where this is going to be at Mixon's Fruit Farms. It's out back behind the store over in the northeast corner. Very easy to spot. You'll see the signs and all that directing you. The Mixon Fruit Farms is located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Now, the special guest speakers for the event will be Sam Sorbo. Sam Sorbo is a syndicated radio host, also author of a book, at least one book, maybe two. And she's the wife of the movie star Kevin Sorbo, who's played Hercules a number of times, not only in the movies, but also on television. And the last movie I remember him in was Walking Tall, the Buford Pusser movie. And then we'll have Trevor Loudon there, a conservative pundit and also author. Don't forget, a silent auction, too. If you want to have something to donate to the silent auction, all you got to do is bring it along with you. And remember, all the proceeds from the silent auction will go to Tea Party Manatee's war chest for endorsed candidates. So, tomorrow night, Tuesday, April 13th, 6 to 8 p.m., I'll be the master of ceremonies at the Tea Party Manatee's 12th anniversary. A big deal there in Bradenton. Come on out. Be there with some other like-minded folks that you're going to love wanting to meet. All right. Now, here we go with something.
Hey,
Well, you know, folks, our nation is in anguish. It's been, it has been since the last turn of the century, 21 years ago, and it's apparent that we live in two separate countries right here, each within a country that we've attempted to coexist. But one of them has since decided that they can no longer live with freedom, a traditional American culture, and a free market economy. Now, they will no longer honor the lifestyle of the other, as expressed and accomplished these last 245 years. What are we going to do? Well, how about these people of the left, mostly between 35% and 40% of the electorate, have decided that they will do whatever it takes, legal or otherwise, to garner all the power of the federal government and force feed their values on the rest of the country. And they have. Not for the sake of beliefs, but for the sake of power. Now, they indoctrinate, lie, and engage in constant propaganda as to the unsalable values of traditional America, including our Judeo-Christian heritage. They find racism behind every tree. And by the way, they see trees as racist as well. Now, the left is willingly engaged in treason to such a degree, sedition as well, as to leave much of the nation speechless and traditional government institutions either numb or complicit. Now, the world knows the 2020 election was fraudulent. A lot of hanky-panky went on. World leaders suspect it. While we pretend everything is normal, most of us know something ominous is down the road and heading our way if we don't do something about it. Now, on the right side, we know what works in an imperfect world the United States has founded. The majority of Americans have been previously willing to accept the lifestyle of the other, not with approval, but with acceptance, not in opposition to traditional values, but because of it. But patience is wearing thin. What are we to do? Well, when the political left continually, without qualm, drums into youth, the poor, and less educated, that their problems are because of the inherently reprehensible nation and our other person's race or gender attributes that they have no control over, something will eventually break. And boy, is it breaking. Crime, corruption, and a total breakdown in law and order is flourishing where the indoctrination is the loudest, especially in the big blue Democratic-controlled cities like Detroit, St. Louis, Oakland, Memphis, Minneapolis, Seattle, Portland, Atlanta, Baltimore, Stockton, Cleveland, and Buffalo. They push for a country no excuse for success or prosperity anywhere in the world, now or in the past. They're trying to change history. Now we live with two completely different theories of culture, a massive culture gap, now incompatible. And theirs are all proven failed cities and societies. And they insist that the rest of the country continually pay for their failures. No. It's time to stop. Now, we've long known that these Democrats don't care about crime, racism, or poverty. Their priority, their preeminent concern is, once again, power. And we no longer have a Democratic Party that's moderate, mainstream, agreeable, or even loyal. Any country can handle a change in government that takes minor course corrections, but no nation can put up with constant 180-degree reversals in priorities and values every time there's a change in the party in power. Any metal with constant bending, however strong, is going to break. What's going on, you say? It's the Cloward-Piven strategy, dating back to 1963. Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And there seems to be three courses of action here. One, do nothing and let nature take its course. Number two, states that decide that they can no longer abide or have consent of the governed, secede, that is. Number three, states that determine that the federal government is no longer submitting to the Constitution, nullify any executive order or law determined to be unconstitutional. Now, the first course of action is no action at all. Many are planning for what they are not sure of. One thing is certain, sooner or later, the beans run out. Forget about it. Now, the second has been done before the in the past, with some 700,000 people dead, the equivalent of over 6 million dead today, a last resort to be sure. And the third is compelling, leaning on the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, strengthening statehood on their nationhood within a nation, turning inward, nullifying what is clearly unconstitutional. In other words, strengthen the state's legal sovereignty. And finally, put a halt to the federal government's misappropriation of power. Now, the 10th Amendment is the last amendment in the Bill of Rights. It was designed to make sure the federal government would not overstep its authority. The federal government has for many years slowly usurped its power and shows no indication of ceasing. In fact, it's working overtime to do just that. In response, many states have already passed legislation to protect themselves against this administration's abuse of authority. Now, Democrats will do what Democrats do, go too far. And knowing that, it's become apparent that we can no longer live together as it continues. What concerns many is, who are these power-hungry Democrats taking orders from? But while the left is ignorant of the mettle of the right will not allow this great nation to be destroyed. I won't. I don't think you will either. And many of these red states' protection laws have not been tested yet, but each is withdrawing into their corner and waiting, and the lawsuits are just beginning to start against Joe Biden and the federal government. Mark my words, this isn't going to happen. Dream on, Democrats, dream on. This isn't going to happen. Folks, God bless and may God save America. You got to get with the program. You got to get with the program. The time is now. Get off your butts. Get involved now. Find a group. Find a party. Find something. Get involved and start making a difference. All right. We're coming back with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Going to talk a little sports. See what's going on. And the Masters, of course, yesterday. Great victory. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and we're back. And don't forget, this segment is always brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give them a call at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at Sarasota. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide slap open. All right, from the Sports Zone, we've got the quarterback himself from the Sports Zone, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Matt. Bruce, how are you today, sir?
Not too bad. Hey, listen, I understand Japan claimed one of our golf titles.
They did. Matsuyama won minus 10, becomes first Japanese player to win the Masters. He shot a 73 cap, and he gave everybody a chance to catch him, but nobody could. Nobody made an attempt to. But, he wins the Masters. He won it as he had the best amateur score about 10 years ago. So that he's the fourth guy to do that. Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, a doctor who won the amateur, best amateur score at the Masters, went on to win and Ben Crenshaw went on to win the Masters.
Now, there's a couple of really feel-good stories that are out there. I'm going to start with the first one first, and it's football. Titans great Eddie George is going to be named the head coach at Tennessee State. I think that's a great choice.
No, it's a very great choice. They're taking a page out of Deion Sanders, going to Jackson State to coach there and do a good job. So we'll see how Eddie George does. He was a great running back for Tennessee Titans and from Ohio State.
The Ohio State. Yep.
Joe Bieber, our buddy's program director here at the station team.
And then we got to mention John Daly, because John Daly was in the news yesterday because he came out and predicted that Tiger Woods is going to come back strong from his injury and actually break Jack Nicklaus's record.
Yeah, I don't know. John's on the money on that one. That's going to be a lot to ask. He's going back to when Ben Hogan got hit by the Greyhound bus and came back and won the U.S. Open. But Ben was a lot younger, and I don't know if it was as terrific as this accident was as far as compound fractures and things of that nature. But everybody's going to wish Tiger well. I don't know if he's going to want to come back and play. It's going to be tough. It's going to be at least 2 years before he can even think of set foot on the PGA tournament, let alone the golf course, in my opinion. But we'll see. Everybody's wishing him well. John Daly made some other predictions about things going on in the world that were, I think, on the money. So, anyway, we won't dwell on that. But anyway, how about racing yesterday? Kind of funny. Truex wins it. And what's Mr. Truex's first name?
Martin.
Captain?
Martin.
And where did he win? Martinsville.
Yeah.
To me, that's kind of funny. I hope the audience feels the same way. It's just kind of, he's kind of owning that place lately. So, wish him well.
Now, Evander Holyfield, who was a former world heavyweight champion of the world, he's coming back in a boxing return in an exhibition undercard match to a title match coming up, fighting another retired fighter. The two of them are both heavyweights. This is kind of weird. Evander is what, 50 or close to being 50?
Oh, yeah, no question about it, Captain. Yeah. No, I don't know why. Boxing just isn't the same as it used to be, you know? I mean, when you were younger and I was younger also, you know, Friday night fight was a big thing. These guys would fight. You know, every 6 months you'd have a big fight. Frazier Ali, Martin Ali. It's just not the same. Even the middleweights, you know, Marvin Hagler just passed away, and he was a great fighter, you know, with Thomas the Hitman and Sugar Ray Leonard. I don't know if boxing will ever get back to that heyday it once had. But
yeah,
these guys are trying to cash in with the big cat.
Now, there's a serious story about the NFL, which is may have an interesting ending, because a sixth victim has died as a result of the mass shooting by the ex-NFL player Philip Adams. And apparently, Philip Adams' brain is going to be tested for CTE, which has been shown to affect several former NFL players to cause violent mood swings. And this is going to be done at the South Carolina, in South Carolina, one of the centers there.
Yeah, it's ironic, Captain. You know, the person he shot created two urgent care centers there in Rockwell, South Carolina. And very, very sad, very sad situation. Hopefully they can figure something out with this. I don't know if there's anything that can be done with the helmet, but everybody's hoping there is, because we're hearing too many of these guys commit suicide and then also do damage to other people and commit suicide.
Is that going to be Deshaun Watson's defense? Because his attorney now spoke out after the Texas judge's order to the accusers to come out and identify themselves.
Well, that's going to be a very interesting case here. You know, some people, you know, are saying a couple of these are legit. Some are saying that a few people are trying to jump on the bandwagon to get money. Other people are saying, you know, let's give him a CAT scan and see what his brain's doing and make decisions about that. You know, getting off track here a little bit, Captain, but it hits hard at home, and I know you'll appreciate it, too, is, you know, we have too many of our military people also committing suicide because of this PTSD, and we have to do something about it. And veterans out there, there's help, and there's lines out there to call, and please do, and anybody who has family and friends, please. You know, there's help out there for these guys. We got to start taking care of them.
If you see something, say something.
Amen, brother. Amen, Captain.
Now, let's get into a little viewing numbers here, because the NCAA championship, the basketball championship, was viewed by 17 million people. How about that?
Yeah. People still like college basketball more so, I think, than pro basketball.
Absolutely.
You know, they just appreciate the game more. Gonzaga lost, but what a team concept. And the two guys for Baylor, what a team concept. So, you know, that's why it was such great entertainment to watch those two teams play and through the whole season and through all of March Madness. So,
yeah, and there were some interesting baseball games yesterday. We had one pitcher that took a no-hitter into the seventh inning with the Diamondbacks, Luke Weaver.
Yeah, a lot of good baseball going on as far as, you know, early in the season. A couple teams starting to look like they might be able to do something. You know, it's still early, but it's nice to see some new blood in the MLB, you know, making some things happen. But, you know, that's about it in that category, Captain.
All right. Well, you got about 30 seconds or so. Tell us about this stem cell patch.
Oh, yeah. The stem cell patch, boys, helped out a lot of people. And it's been getting calls from your, you know, people lately, and we're trying to make it work. And if you need to relieve some pain, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So please take advantage of the stem cell patch. We can help you out. And it's no risk, Captain. You get a 90-day guarantee. You're not going to lose any money. The only thing you're going to lose is being in pain. So I don't know how you can not go for that. And it's real simple. You want to give Amy a call. She's a great gal. And it's right here, local number. You can't beat it.
All right, well, I got it. I got it right here because I'm going to play the spot.
Thanks, Captain. God bless you, and everybody have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon, and hopefully see you tomorrow at the barbecue.
All right. Thank you. Stay low. All right, that's Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone Sundays on my flagship station here, and here's more about what he was talking about.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, you know, thanks to an extra $2 billion in tax revenue and about $10 billion in federal stimulus money, lawmakers have a study $12 billion in extra spending this year if they want. That's 12% higher than what Governor Ron DeSantis proposed for next year's state budget. Gentlemen, save the money. We're going to need it for that rainy day, guarantee you. All right, folks, we'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget, tomorrow, have lunch with the Captain over at Mission Barbecue. I'll be there about 11:30. Have a great day. I'll see you tonight. This program is all about America. America. It's all about America first. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. I'll see you tonight.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.